But first, an outside attorney hired by the Scottsdale Unified School District says district officials did not violate procurement code when hiring an architect to design a facility's update master plan. The district launched the investigation after receiving a lot of pushback from the community about the hiring of architecture firm Hunt & Caraway for the job. The findings were discussed at a special school board meeting yesterday. KJZZ's education reporter Carrie Young was there and joins us now. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Christina.
So I understand there were several findings discussed at the meeting. Can you walk us through some of the main points and what they mean?
Well, you mentioned the biggest finding, that the district did not violate state procurement codes when hiring Hunt & Caraway. So this point was made to address questions that were raised in the timeline of certain purchase orders and how they align with a request for qualifications to hire an architect for that master planning. Susan Siegel, the outside attorney hired to do this investigation for the district, explained officials secured services from Hunt & Caraway in February of 2016 using two RFQs, or requests for qualifications. So the reason why we see a PO dated before the 2016 request for qualifications went out was because the district was using an earlier RFQ to work with them, and that originated in 2013.
I think part of the confusion is that some have assumed that the February work or the February purchase orders were not procured correctly. Well, they were. They were procured under the 2013 RFQ.
Siegel also tried to address questions about why community members were having a hard time getting their hands on the master plan analysis that Hunt & Caraway was hired to do. She says the firm analyzed master plans developed by the previous administrations in the district in 2008, 2009, and 2013. Siegel also added,
there was no separate document prepared as a 2016 master plan. The absence of a separate new document does not indicate fraud or misuse of funds.
So this attorney says she found no legal wrongdoing by the school in that case. What about the firm they hired? I know you've reported there were questions about the criminal history of the former principal of the firm.
Well, that was, that was a different story. Siegel said there was evidence that the district was overbilled by Hunt & Caraway. She explained the firm charged the district a 7% fee, and that was higher than the percentage they listed in the final fee schedule submitted in 2016. Siegel also said she discovered that Brian Robichaud, that the former principal of the firm, he was not a registered architect. Now, that's a problem partly because when SUSD went to procure a general contractor within this facilities update project, Robichaud sat on the selection committee. Under Arizona law, a registered architect has to be on that committee, and since he was not registered, there was a code violation there. Siegel added there will be more discussion with the school board about potential future action, but those discussions will take place in future executive sessions, which are not open to the public.
And did the district respond at all to the report and its findings?
They did not. Well, the superintendent, Denise Birdwell, referred reporters at the meeting to a written statement that was sent out last night by the district. It basically outlined the findings again and added that officials hoped that it cleared up any confusion. Now, I still walked away with quite a few questions from the meeting. I was hoping to get more detail in the actual report that would clear that up. But when I asked officials for a copy, I was told if I wanted to see it, I would have to submit a public records request. I will be doing that in just a few minutes here this morning. It's also worth mentioning that the Arizona Attorney General's office is still conducting multiple investigations into this matter. No word yet on when those will be completed.
Wow. Thanks for sifting through all that for us. Carrie Young, KJZZ's education reporter. Thank you.
You're welcome.